are back here on Canto, on Global Village on KPFK. And in case you didn't get a clue or didn't get a hint, that was a great tune by the Taiko Project, something called Kido or Kidu. I know Brian will tell me the proper pronunciation of that, but I am so happy to have in the studio right now Brian Yamami, who's the executive director and one of the founders of the group Taiko Project, just one of the 23 groups that will be performing at the 64th annual LA County Holiday Celebration over there at the Music Center on Sunday, December 24th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. free event. So welcome to the show, Brian.
Thanks so much for having me. And you had it right. It was Kido.
Kido. Mm-hmm. Okay. What does it mean? What does it mean?
It means orbit in
orbit.
Japanese.
Orbit. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got to write that down so I can know that for future references. Well, I'm so excited to have you here in the studio. I understand you're really not a stranger to KPFK.
No, I've been here a few times in the past on Global Village with Sergio, with Beto, and a long time ago with a show called Asiatic Rhythms back in the late 90s.
Oh my goodness, so you're a KPFK alumni, so to speak.
It's definitely familiar.
Well, I wanted to, we'll talk about the Taiko Project, but of course we want to make sure everybody knows that this is an annual tradition over there at the Music Center's Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. It's such a wonderful event, 64 years to be doing it. And the thing to remember is that it's a free event, so it's perfect for families to enjoy an afternoon of great holiday music, and you can come and go, or rather people do come and go, so even though there might be a line in the beginning, if you come later, there may be some seats available because people will come and go. And you're just one of the many, many groups that's going to be performing there. They do such a wonderful job of featuring talent, not only in terms of, you know, the variety, but also the kinds of music, the cultural music that they reflect. It's just really, really great. The diversity is wonderful. And your Taiko Project is just one of those many groups. You say you were there a few years ago?
Yeah, we played 2 years there, 2008 and 2009, so it's been a little bit of a hiatus, but we kind of thought we would give it a go again and see if they'd be interested in having us back.
Well, it sounds like they were. So tell me, what is the Taiko Project? It's the Taiko drums, right?
Yeah, Taiko drums are large Japanese drums. They come in a variety of sizes and shapes and sounds, and it's become kind of a movement in the United States over the last 55 years or so. And our group has been around for 23 years. I was mentioning that in my early 20s and around the 2000s, I was encouraged by some of my mentors to gather a bunch of people from my generation and start creating a new group, create new music, and just take the tradition into a new direction.
Now, I don't know too much about the culture or significance of the taiko drumming, but what I've seen, it's rather athletic. You have to be in pretty good physical shape to play those drums.
Yeah,
it almost looks like a ballet.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of movement that's taken into consideration with taiko. It's not just a musical form, but it's something that's choreographed, that's meant to be visual. It incorporates martial arts-based movement and stance. And so when you see a performance, we like to say that you see it, you hear it, and you feel it.
Yeah, you definitely do. I mean, it's just a marvel to watch. And you mentioned it's choreographed. Now, I noticed that it's sort of the group, you kind of define a modern American style of taiko. How would you describe the American style as being different from maybe the more traditional Japanese style?
Well, I think we're lucky to be a lot freer in it. Not being from Japan, we're not kind of held down to a lot of the traditions that are in place there. So we can draw from lessons and styles that we were brought up with, but we also have the freedom to utilize our own influences and experiences growing up as Americans, whether it's listening to 90s hip-hop or watching drum lines do their thing. We kind of take all these ideas, and we see something that we like, we say, hey, let's incorporate it into what we do.
Wow, very interesting. And I guess it takes that American perspective to try to add a little something to it, to the traditional style. Now, I notice here that I think I read here that you were the first American taiko group to win the prestigious Tokyo International Taiko Contest in 2005, beating out all the Japanese taiko groups in the competition. What was that like?
It was really unexpected. We kind of felt like we were the bad news bearers. You know, who are these Americans coming out here thinking they can compete? But we put forth our best foot, and I think we showed the judges and the taiko community in Japan that, you know, as Americans, what we're doing is equally authentic as what was happening in Japan, and we're proud to have represented the American world.
I think that's really amazing. And I know that you've performed with just a wide variety of renowned artists like Stevie Wonder, Alicia Keys, John Lennon. Who else stands out in your mind as some amazing performers that you've been performed with?
Well, most recently, we didn't perform with him per se, but during the pandemic, we worked on a Playing for Change project with Peter Gabriel. So we filmed some of our segments in LA, and there were other artists from all around the world doing kind of a remake of his song Biko, which was released a couple of years ago, and that was something that was really special for us.
There were a lot of interesting collaborations that came about because of COVID, people getting on the internet and magically appearing together where they might not have thought of doing it before, but they could do it, you know, through the computer, right? Through the internet. Wonderful collaborations that I heard. Now, we want to remind everybody that you're one of the many performers at the 64th Annual LA Holiday Celebration at the Music Center. It's on Sunday, December the 24th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Yeah, it's been going since 1969. They have performers from China, Korea, Japan, India, Mexico, France, Ukraine, Bulgaria, and much, much more. It's a three-hour performance. It's also going to be aired on PBS SoCal and stream live at the PBS website. They do suggest that you get there early because the doors open at 2:30. It says, but the line usually starts to form around noon, and it's first come, first served. And just remember, though, that audience members do come and go, so there may be seats that open up throughout the day. And parking is free, which I think this is the only time of the year that they offer free parking at the Music Center. So that fills up pretty early, too. So just be aware of that. But for more information, just go to holidaycelebration.org. You know, Brian, we are in a fund drive, our winter fund drive here at KPFK. And I like to think that people will call and pledge because not only, for example, does this special evening at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion feature diversity. We like to think that KPFK offers diversity in its program, and certainly that's the goal of Global Village, to express diversity through music. We try to play music, as we say, from around the world and around the globe. So we certainly would like for you to show some thanks our way by calling and making a pledge. We have a number of premiums available. When you call, you just have to ask Reed, and she'll be happy to review any of them. I'm not sure what tickets we have left anymore for Arturo Sandoval or the Beatles, or both A Hard Day, Silent Night, or the Cuban Christmas at Catalina's Bar and Grill. But don't forget, just show your appreciation for these kinds of experience that we share with you on our show, for example, featuring the Taiko Project here with Bryant Yamami here. 818-985-5735, hit 2 to get to the call center. Now tell me, that tune that we heard, was it Kido?
Kido, exactly.
Kido. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was so beautiful. It was almost lyrical, which you don't sometimes think when you think, okay, drums, you know, but it really was really beautiful. Now, can you do Christmas? Can you show Christmas spirit with your drums?
I think we can show our spirit, which is, we can evoke a lot of joy. And taiko can also be very celebratory for special occasions. So certainly there's that joy, spirit of joy and celebration that can be incorporated into our music. And that's what we're hoping to share at the holiday celebration as well.
Well, my feeling is you're going to get the crowd going there on your performance. So, Brian, I know this is kind of a short interview, but we really, really want to thank you so much for taking the time to come in. Do you have any idea what time you guys might be taking to the stage?
We have not been told yet, but it'll be in that 3 to
sometime
6 p.m.
In that
there's,
3.
Yeah, there's so much to kind of coordinate.
You're not
going to
want to miss any of the performers. How big is your group, by the way?
We'll be bringing out 5 performers, but we're also collaborating with the Blue 13 dance company. So we're doing a special collaboration that we haven't played in about 7 years. So it's going to be a really special kind of once-in-a-lifetime thing for us.
Now, if people want more information on your group, do you have a website? Or
we do. It's just taikoproject.org.
Taiko Project, one more. That's T-A-I-K-O Project.org. org. So Brian Yamami inviting you to the wonderful evening of holiday cheer at the Music Center's Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. They're one of the 23 music groups that will be performing that night. It's free. Doors open at 2:30, free parking, and what more can, how else would you want to spend the Sunday evening, December the 24th, from 3 to 6 p.m.? And next week, we're going to feature another group that's going to be performing, because I really, really love talking about this event. It's so much fun. And I know, Tackle Project, you're probably going to have people standing up on their feet.
We'll try.
So, Brian, thank you very much. And we're going to be listening to another tune with Tycho Project, something called Grounded.
Awesome.
Anything you want to say about that tune?
It's another one of our more musical songs that incorporates the shinobue, the bamboo flute, as well as a number of other percussion instruments.
Wow. I'm going to have you come back where we can get into more depth about the tradition of taiko drumming and,
sure,
and the different styles and the things that you do. But for now, thanks
great.
A lot, Brian.
Thank you.
Okay, then here we go with Grounded with the Taiko Project here on KPFK. And don't forget, if you want to pledge your support, 818-985-5735. Hit 2 to get to the call center. 24 minutes after 12 o'clock, and you're listening to Global Village here on KPFK. My name is Kathy Diaz, and that was really fun, a lot of fun talking to Brian about the Taiko Project. Brian Yamami, one of the founders and executive director of the Taiko Project, and their performance this Sunday, or rather Sunday, December the 24th, at the annual L.A. County Holiday Celebration, the free afternoon celebration of holiday music at the Music Center's Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. Remember, it's free, and it is from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Anyway, that was fun talking to him, and I learned a lot of... Well, I'm going to have him back so I can learn even more about taiko drumming, because it really is beautiful. It was really exciting to talk to him. So thank you, Brian. And we are